I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Another woman has filed a formal complaint against Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack for sexual harassment. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Our reporting has uncovered allegations that Steve Lebsack has harassed, intimidated, or made sexual advances against 11 people. Democratic Representative Faith Winter was the first to come forward and file a complaint. Now former lobbyist Holly Terry has.
I don't want to talk about my complaint while there's an investigation pending. I do not think that Representative Lebsack should be bullied. The world needs less predatory behavior, not more of it.
Democratic leaders, including the Speaker of the House and Governor, have asked Lebsack to step down over the allegations. He says he will make a decision at the end of the month.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A second Colorado lawmaker is now denying allegations of sexual harassment. Thomas Cavanis, a political organizer, says Democratic Representative Paul Rosenthal of Denver inappropriately touched him and tried to kiss him at a 2012 fundraiser. The Denver Post reports that Cavanis filed a complaint with legislative leaders yesterday. Rosenthal emphatically denies the claims. His attorney says the legislature has no jurisdiction over the complaint because Rosenthal wasn't an elected lawmaker at the time of the alleged incident. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.